Take a moment and reflect on how much of our treatment and retention success is dependent on patient cooperation. If all of our patients were completely compliant, orthodontics would still be quite challenging, but treatment certainly would be much easier and more predictable. Patient compliance and orthodontic treatment appears to be related to a number of factors, and there are many reports in the literature that have examined this complex issue. This was the area of study in a January 2014 Angle Orthodontist article titled, Objective Assessment of Patient Compliance with Removable Orthodontic Appliances, a Cross-Sectional Cohort Study. The paper was authored by George Somos and his colleagues from orthodontic departments in Switzerland and Germany. Their objective was to evaluate patient compliance with removable orthodontic appliances and the influence of related factors. In this retrospective cohort study, 45 patients were treated at one location with retainers or active functional appliances. The subjects' removable appliance wear times were assessed utilizing a Theramone microsensor. The Theramone microsensor is a 9 by 13 millimeter chip that can identify and record temperature changes. The microsensors were embedded in the removable appliances to record intraoral and extraoral temperatures and thus determine appliance wear times. The prescribed wear times for the appliances were 8 hours per day for the retention group consisting of Hawley's and Essex retainers, and 14 hours per day for the active functional treatment group with mainly Class II correction appliances. Age, sex, and prescribed wear time were then correlated to the measured patient compliance in both groups. The median observation period measured was 186 days, and there was high individual variation in most measured variables and groups and subgroups. The mean actual wear time was 9 hours per day, and the mean wear time did not differ between the two prescribed wear groups. Age was found to be a factor in compliance, as there was a significant reduction in wear time from middle childhood to early adulthood. No significant difference on compliance was found between males and females. The authors concluded that even though patients and parents were informed about the wear time recording, compliance was insufficient with regard to the 14-hour per day prescribed functional treatment group. The mean wear time was sufficient for the 8-hour per day prescribed retention group. Their findings supported other studies that found compliance with removable appliances to be highly variable and multifactorial. This article links with the findings of the Angle Orthodontist November 2013 PAWS article that reported that patients tend to overestimate their wear time by one-third, that if patients know they are recorded, they're more accurate in reporting wear time, but knowing does not increase their wear time. The type of appliance used and sex did not make a difference in that study. The bottom line is that our older adolescent patients may be more difficult to motivate than the younger ones, and achieving removable appliance wear of 14 hours per day is also a greater challenge than 8 hours per day. It would be interesting if the retention appliance group was asked to increase wear to 14 hours per day. Would their mean time still be 9 hours per day? Would the Essex and Hawley retainers used in that group be easier to comply with than the functional appliances used in the active 14-hour-per-day group of subjects? I suspect, however, that these findings are supported by your clinical experiences as they are by mine. This study provides useful information for us, and in particular for our staffs, who are often charged with providing our patients with instructions to comply in these all-important treatment and retention protocols. If you'd like to review this article in detail, you can find it in the January 2014 issue of the Angle Orthodontist.